You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We've got a double dose of Dundalk this week and we're going to look ahead to Wednesday's instalment. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined by a man who I'm sure is delighted to have Dundalk on a Wednesday, Mr. Andy Holding. How are you, sir?
Yeah. I wonder where you're going with that then, a double dose. I'm thinking, God, I don't want a double dose of anything, Mark, to be fair.
Apart from Dundalk, of course.
Well, that'll do, yeah.
Yeah, double dose.
I don't think there's anything across the... The chemist counter for a double dose of Dundalk, is there?
I don't think so. I was merely playing on the alliteration. So,
you were.
Yeah. But what do you make of tonight's card, Andy? Would it stand up to a Friday at Dundalk?
Yeah, it's not a bad one, actually. Probably lacks a little bit of class, i.e. there's not a marquee race. But a lot of the horses that have been busy in the early part of the campaign here at Dundalk are turning up, plus one or two of our old favourites. And dare I say, it looks a fairly straightforward card. That's a nail in the coffin, isn't it, as soon as I've said that. But yeah, a lot of the horses that I fancy here tonight just basically come onto the bat.
Hopefully it's not famous last words.
I know.
Is the form book starting to work out now at Dundalk? The figures settling down now we've had a few weeks of it?
Well, we'll certainly tell tonight. There's a couple, Hatal Nasser and Kodiak's back without letting on to too many secrets. They've run in a couple of nice races. Yeah, there are a couple of maiden races where all-weather form's obviously very scarce. So we're in the dark a little bit, but generally speaking, yeah, it is beginning to settle down nicely.
Okay, well, let's get stuck into it then. The first race this evening is the 5.35. We start here with a claiming race over 7 furlongs, and Iron Major heads the market at 7-4. 2-1 for Splash Top, I Will Excel is 5-1, 9-1 for Fragile Earth, 10s for Love Letter, Hard Times is 33s into 25s, and 50-1 for Here the Echo. Who do you like in the opening race then, Andy?
Yeah, it's a clash of the big two in the market here on the figures, and it should really pan out like that. It's just which one of these two aforementioned horses, Iron Major and Splash Top, decide to put their best foot forward, because they've got a clear barrier over the rest of the field, and we know ability wise that they do stand head and shoulders above this lot, particularly Iron Major. As we all know, Edward Lynham's Charge, he's a bit of a quirky customer. He's not the most easiest to predict, but often he saves his best form for Dundalk. Certainly that was the case if you go back to his last victory 5 starts ago in the hands of tonight's pilot, Oisin Orr. He did the job quite well. That was his 5th course win. He's run here 35 times, no less. So he knows this track inside out. He could probably drive the horse box himself at Iron Major. Obviously he hasn't been seeing that since July, so Edwards decided to keep him off the turf and just freshen him up and bring him back here. Sometimes it can be slightly away, so if he does hit the lids and get himself handy tonight, and there's every chance of that being the case with obviously only 7 runners, then he's the most likely winner here. Splash Top, she's been in reasonably good form this season without winning. Her best run was behind, best not argue, at Galway. And back in third, of course, was Ike Bergman from the Shirley Laffery stable, who's been in quite good form this season. I think one next time out at Leopardstown, if my memory serves me correct. So it is a straight fight between the two, and I'm going to go with Iron Major. Oisin Orr knows this horse really well, and Iron Major, although he's a bit, like I say, he's a bit tricky, hopefully his experience around the track will stand him in good stead.
Iron Major in the opening race then, Friendly. The 6-5 is race 2 on the card, and this one is an Irish Stallion Farms EBF maiden over 7 furlongs, and Kadra heads the market at 2-1, 9-4 for Zoravan, Qatari Hunter 3-1, 8-1 for Arch Sting, Precious Gold 14s and 16s are bigger for the others. Not too much form on offer here, Andy. Kadra setting the standard on what we've seen so far. So what do you make of the 6.05?
Yeah, quite a few interesting runners in this race. None more so than Zoravan, of course, and the informed Dermot Weld stable. A colt by More Than Ready. Very much an all-weather, an American dirt pedigree there with that bloodline. And generally speaking, this Weld team has just been carrying on before it all season. Doesn't look like showing any signs of stopping at all. They're still winning maidens with horses obviously in these colours. And if there's continued support for this horse this morning, who's to say that this one can't be the best of the Aga Khan silks here tonight? Because Kadra, albeit she sets a fair standard, it certainly wouldn't be you know, the biggest shock in the world if she was to get beat here. She finished fourth on the last run beyond Alice Springs, which it wasn't a bad effort at all, but she just hasn't been seen out since June, which raises slight causes of concern. And you chuck into the likes, into the mix the likes of Qatari Hunter and Arch Sting, and this builds up into a nice little race. And one of those horses does appeal at the prices here. Arch Sting from the John Ox camp. I'm going to put this horse up here tonight. I thought he ran really nicely in a very hot maiden at the Curragh, probably one of the best maidens run so far in Ireland. It went the way, of course, of Hitchy the Bomb, who does that form justice, hopefully, at the weekend at Keeneland. Of course, runs in one of the Breeders' Cup races. And he himself has subsequently gone on to run here and win at Dundalk quite comfortably. You took into the mix the likes of Theodorica, who won off a mark of 82 at Leopardstown on Saturday. And, of course, Cook Islands, who's also won a maiden subsequently. And this race is really hot. Arch Sting had a terrible draw. He was drawn right down the middle. And he was coming with what looked a fairly potent challenge around about the 2 furlong pole, only for his run to sort of peter out in the latter stages. But he certainly showed enough to suggest that he can be very effective on an all-weather maiden at Dundalk. He's got a good draw, and I can see him outrunning his odds here at around about 8-1. So Arch Sting each way is the selection in the 6.05.
Each way selection there for Andy then in the 6.05. Race 3 on the card is the 6.35. This one is an apprentice handicap over 7 furlongs. Kodiak's back just shortened up a little bit this morning, 5-2 into 9-4. Also money for Doc Holliday, who's 7-2 into 11-4. 11-2 for Avalanche, 15-2 Dove Mountain, 8 for Little Cupcake, and 11-1 are bigger prices for the others. So the two at the top of the market, Andy, the ones that are attracting the attention. Do you see it between Kodiak's back and Doc Holliday?
I do, but because Doc Holliday isn't the most reliable of characters, he's certainly got the ability, but he doesn't win very often. I mean, I think he's won win about the last 20 runs. He's just not prolific. I've got to go with Kodiak's back here. Now, he's one of the most consistent horses in the early part of the Dundalk campaign. David Marnane has cracked on with his four-year-old, who, to be fair, has been in quite good form on the turf as well during the summer. But he won his first start back here on the first meeting on the 6th of September. And then he followed that up with two impressive runs subsequently behind Political Policy, again solid form. And I've just left the impression that he should have won here the last day. It was a classic case of a horse getting first run down the centre. It was a really good ride by Oshino on Koretzka, who made his manoeuvre on that filly down the middle of the track. And unfortunately, at the same time, Killian Nelly got stuck in behind a wall of horses on David Marnon's charge. And he just couldn't get out in time. And by the time he did, unfortunately, the winner gone over the horizon. He ran that filly down to half a length in the end. The pull well clear of the rest, so it was a really good run. Those three runs certainly suggest that he's maintaining his form. His speed figures are really good. He's got a good draw tonight. He's a strong traveller. And odds around about 2-1 this morning. I rate him probably one of the best, better and more solid bets on the card.
One of the best bets on the card, then Kodiak's back in the 6.35. The 7.05 is race 4 on the card. This one is an Irish Stallion Farms EBF maiden over 6 furlongs. Interesting betting this morning as well. Indraha, 10-11, out to 11-10. Safu for attracting the money, 11-4 into 9-4. 9-1 for Lord Justice. Victorious Secret is 10-1 and 12s or bigger for the others. So what do you make of that, Andy?
Yeah, I'd probably go with the drifter, Indraha, who I think has got the best form in this race. It was a good third in a fast time at Leopardstown on debut behind Juliet Fair and Gilded Reflection. Then went to the Curragh and unfortunately bumped into a horse who subsequently went on to win a Group 2 and albeit got beat in a Group 1 the next day, got beat by a very good horse of Richard Farhees, of course. And that is Smash Williams. And the form of that race at the Curragh worked out really, really well. And the way that this filly by Ravens Pass stayed on in the closing stages suggests that she should be up to winning a maiden at Dundalk. The third horse also went on to win next time out at Navan, Moral High Ground. So as you can see, you know, he couldn't really get any better than that. Whereas Safouf, I'm not overly convinced about that Curragh run the last day behind Raimondo, Twin Falls, etc., etc. Certainly had every chance, got to the front, looked as though he was going to win, and then just died in the latter stages. Certainly thinks it's a decent move from Kevin Prendergast to drop her back to 6, and she has got the good draw and still won. But whether she's good enough to beat Indraha, I'd have my doubts. And you know me, Mark, if I've got a Mickey Halford horse that's showed some good form then comes into this track, there's only one way I'm going to go.
Of course. Indraha, the selection then for Andy in the 7.05. The 7.35 is race 5 on the card. This one is a handicap over 6 furlongs for 3-year-olds and older, rated 47 to 65. Zagrafa heads the market at 11-2, 6-1 for Hatton Cross, Clear Focus 7-1, 8s for Zar Paul, 9-1 for Bob's The Business, 9-1 for Future Icon, and 10s or bigger for the others. One of the more open events on the card tonight, Andy. Who do you like in the 7.35?
Yeah, not a great deal, I must admit. I thought this was a particularly difficult one. I think it's a poly put the kettle on race for me, this one. I've got to put something up there, and despite the horse being drawn right out on the wing, I'd have to give Tom O'Mara's Hatton's Cross a bit of a squeak here. He ran his absolute face off the other day at the Curragh. He was seen travelling the best up the standside rail, but for once, the middle of the track was the place to be, or certainly the far side. The low numbers dominated. I think it was because the rails got shifted across down the middle of the course, and not the normal standside rail, which is the Golden Highway, ended up being the swamp. And that's exactly where Hatton's Cross had to plough a lone furrow. He, in the end, pulled well clear of the rest all the way around him towards the near side, and you'd mark him up as an unlucky loser. Prior to that, he's been in good form. He won at Nate and he finished third at Fairy House. So he's been, like I say, scintillating good order. He just has a good Dundalk form to write about. And that's plus the fact that he isn't drawn very well. Just, like I say, slightly tempers my enthusiasm. But because he's in such good form, hopefully he might be able to overcome it. That's why he's such a tepid selection rather than a strong one. So not a race to get too overboard with, but Hatton Cross, each way at 6-1. Hopefully he might be good enough to overcome that tricky draw.
Hatton Cross each way then in the 7.35. The 8.05 is race 6 on the card. This one is a handicap over a mile for the 3-year-olds. Hat Al Nasser is the market leader and supported from 3-1 into 9-4 this morning. 9-2 for Mayakoba, Pretty Famous 6-1. William Ashford 15-2, 8-1 for Red Words, and 12s are bigger for the others. So a well-backed favourite, and one you've kind of already mentioned in this preview already, Andy.
Yeah, again, another one that really just tips itself for me, to be honest. Comes here off the back of two really solid runs on the figures. First of all, on the 16th of August, when chasing home the all-weather specialist here at Dundalk War Room. Nothing wrong with that run whatsoever. And then, once again, was unlucky to bump into another decent older horse in the shape of Johan Back, who, at the time and prior to that, had been in scintillating order and maintained. I think that was his hat-trick victory, actually, off the top of my head, Johan Back. I think he'd won at Galway somewhere else the time before. So there's certainly no disgrace in that. And he comes back to a track where, obviously, he's got some fantastic form. He hardly ever runs a bad race here at one of his favourite venues. A mile's absolute bang on for him. He's got a reasonable draw right in the middle of the track. And, obviously, Conor McGovern, being one of the better apprentices around, takes a handy 7 off as well. So it could be a good night here for Mickey Halford. And hopefully Hat Al Nasser will add to the tally here tonight.
Moving on to the penultimate race on the card. This is the 8.35 and it's Division 1 of this mile and a half handicap for 3-year-olds and older, rated 47 to 65. Pretty short price favourite here as well in the shape of Hatch Hall, who's 11 to 10. 15 to 2 for Arabic Scientist. 9 to 1 for Absorbing, but that one is a reserve. Minnow Street 10 to 1 with Havelock Ellis and Fuego Negro. And 16 to 1 or bigger prices for the others. Just starting with this market leader, Andy. He's obviously in good form at the moment, but no all-weather form in the book. Does that raise a slight concern at 11 to 10?
I suppose you could fashion an argument to slightly put you off at a short price, but on the flip side of that argument, he's in such good form at the moment and he's so well handicapped, he might be able to overcome it. Certainly fast ground on the turf anyway suits him, so there's no reason why an all-weather surface should be a problem to him. He absolutely bolted it the other day at Cork. I mean, everything that could go wrong for him did go wrong, and yet he still managed to win going away. I didn't think his amateur rider gave him the greatest of rides in that main hurdle, but he still pulled it out of the fire. And he bumped into a horse who's obviously been in really good form subsequently at the Curragh on his last start on the turf. Of course, that was behind a horse called Mademoiselle Penny, who came herself to Dundalk and won a handicap off a mark of 57 and is now rated in the 60s. So it just goes to show that this gelding by Sleeping Indian is incredibly well treated off a mark of 50. And it's surely only a matter of time before he breaks his duck, and hopefully it'll be tonight. That was a really good race. The time of the race is good for the grade, and there's not a lot of downside in his profile here tonight compared to a lot of the others. You're basically hoping, if you don't fancy this horse, that one or two of these course specialists bounce back to form. The likes of Havelock Ellis, Palisart and Minnow Street have all got good form at this time last year, but they've been in such dreadful order of late. It is slightly difficult to get as enthusiastic over them that it is the favourite. So, although it's an uninspiring selection, I've got to go with Hatch Hall, who just looks in great order at the moment.
Hatch Hall, the selection friendly there, then in the 8.35. And the final race on the card is the 9.05. This is Division 2 of this mile-and-a-half handicap for three-year-olds, and older rated 47-65. Along the Shore is the 5-2 market leader this morning, supported from 3-1 as well. Ondemora is 4-1, 8-1 for Invincible Don. Brockapondo 9-1, as is Dane Quest. 9-1 also for No Cash Flow, but that one's a reserve. And 10-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who would you side with in the lucky last?
Yeah, to end the sequence of uninspiring selections, I'm going to go with Along the Shore here from the Aidan O'Brien camp. Again, another obvious-looking choice in a race that doesn't have a great deal of strength in depth. I'd expect Ondemora to be the main danger, but the market's got that absolutely bang on as well, being 4-1 second favourite. Like I say, I can't see much juice in the prices here tonight, and I'm just going to go with what I fancy rather than trying to eke out value and hope that one or two of these good things or supposed good things win. I'm not saying this is a good thing here, but she's certainly got the best form coming into this race, and if she can translate that performance last time out, or indeed the one before when she won at Limerick to the all-weather, then she's got a great chance. She actually was undone by the draw last time out at the Curragh. It was in that hot race. It was won by Mademoiselle Penny, and hopefully Hatch Hall, who was second in that race, upholds the form with a win in the previous race, because Along the Shore came from an impossible position. She was drawn in stalls 22 and was marooned down the centre of the course, but she finished off to such a degree she managed to run on to finish fifth, which, of course, in the context of the race, was a decent performance. And she'd won the time before at Limerick. Actually, on the same day that Ondemora ran at Limerick, the race that Along the Shore won was a much quicker race than the race that Last Garrison run. So that sort of like collaterally gives me a good guide to suggest that Along the Shore is a quicker horse than Ondemora. Obviously, that might not work out because this is an all-weather race, but it's a little bit of a tenuous link I've got anyway to sort of lead me in the right direction. So Along the Shore for the Aidan O'Brien, Anna O'Brien axis in the final race is the bet for me.
Along the Shore then in the lucky last. As usual, Andy, let's just have a little bit of a summary if you'll spin us through your selections for Dundalk one more time.
Yeah, dangerously looking easy card tonight at Dundalk. Hopefully it doesn't work out, or it does work out as good as it looks on paper. Iron Major gets a vote in the first, tentatively. Then we get on to the decent stuff. Art Sting, I think, will run really well at a nice price each way in 6.05. Best bet on the card, if you can get 2-1 or above, is Kodiak's Back, who's in absolutely fantastic form at the moment. Should have won here last time. Indoar for Mickey Halford's the vote in the 7.05. A nasty one, the 7.35. I haven't got too much of an opinion here, but hopefully Hatton Cross is in good enough form to offset that poor draw. Mickey Halford's got a real good strong chance in the 8.05 with Hat Al Nasser, and he's the choice there. Hatch Hall looks a bit of a shoe in there in the 8.35. Given his form on the flat and, more importantly, over hurdles of late. And in the final race, Aidan O'Brien often doesn't leave here empty-handed, and hopefully that'll be the case here with Along the Shore in the final race.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy Dundalk this evening.
Will do. Thanks, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.